Good afternoon, everyone. Like Leroy Moore said, I am Latif McLeod and I will read three poems for you today. They are Father Madib Shook My Hand, the poem that is posted on Facebook all week I Am All Right, and Wall. Father Madiba shook my hand. He shook my hand, and as a 9-year-old boy my immature mind couldn't fathom the rough surfaces that scraped and scabbed the hand I touched. This hand that held the knowledge of law books as sledgehammers that slammed against the great wall of apartheid. This hand that embraced and guided the African National Congress to express in words what was on their people's hearts. Their desire for freedom and self-determination from unjust white domination. This hand that was handcuffed for lashing out against the brutal state. This hand that was made to break limestone in an effort to break his spirit to no avail. Because this hand was still strong and firm when he grasped my hand after 27 years of holding cold metal prison bars. I shook the hand that crumbled the remnant of apartheid and then molded from his country's earth a democracy that all his people could thrive and prosper in. I shook the hand of the man honored and admired worldwide. Now as he rests in peace, I feel honored and blessed that he chose to shake mine. Don't look at me with that condescending smile, that smile you give babies that you think are adorable and naive. My eyes were seared with the experience of life and the must of maturity to ever be naive. And only a young lady with a slim figure and a dimpled smile are allowed to caress my face. For the rest of you, I am not an adorable cuddly teddy bear who you can pinch my cheeks until I coo. I am not a ward of the state, a helpless infantile. Look at me and know that this man works and pay bills like you do. Have a circle of friends and a social life like you do. Go on dates with those that I am attracted to like you do. My life is too profound and extraordinary for your pity. Don't use me for some profile for some charity. I am no Jerry Lewis kid. Your money will not improve my life. I don't need a doctor to come up with a cure or a holy roller preacher to pray for my healing. I am all right. You can come and talk to me. Come and have a conversation with me about politics, about sports, about religion, and we can delve into the many facets of each of those topics. Let me talk about the failure of our two political party system, or how my Niners will be going to the Super Bowl next year, or why Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Because I will then force you to see me as the man that I clearly am. Wall. This sharp clawing at the back of the neck. Loneliness clutching my throat. I suffocate from the emptiness. I feel alone and invisible. My friends and family say they want to hang around me. I hear whispers of them in the breeze. I can't use my $3,000 light writer as a paperweight. A tortoise tries to crawl a race with a bullet train. The word prediction capabilities. Don't shield me from the impatient faces that tap their toes. Their eyes always wander. Looking for the next novelty. They need patience. But my cell phone goes deathly silent for hours in the day. Can't we just find a fiber optic way to hook my brain to the machine? So my thoughts can be electronically voiced. Over 12-inch speakers. So we left with a clear wall. Made of shards of ice and glass. I can see this barrier every day, the sun glinting off its clear reflection. Everyone acts as if it were not there, and does not see me cut my hand and feet. As I try to knock this wall down, I kick and punch until my feet and hands are oozing with blood. I yell myself hoarse like a bullfrog, but I cannot get my family and friends to get close to me, so they really know my dreams, thoughts, desires, and feelings. I shiver behind this clear wall and wait for someone to notice me. Wait for a chance to speak. Thank you for listening to my poetry. My poetry book, A Declaration of a Body of Love, is on Amazon.com, and I also got books with me to sell for $15.